Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall, I was trying to figure it out, on my kitchen wall, with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that Brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy. And
if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Previously on Roll Britannia.
I am 479 years old, young man. How old are you?
I'm 15.
Roll deception check.
Oh, Jack.
You install those sort of seashells, those little bottles with different colour sand in. There's a sort of a small sort of orb type thing with a weird engraving on it. That's sitting there.
Interesting looking berries. There's a shiny looking sort of stone with an odd marking on it. There's
Jack, are you a 15-year-old kid or is that 40?
Roll deception.
20, natural 20.
All right, kid, I believe you.
Scurry away. I mean, you see a small sort of roundish object that's got a bit of a glint to it.
Okay, guys, let's all go see the governor.
What if his prime directive is just to take anyone he meets to the prison?
From the desk pulls a strange-looking staff.
Point that elsewhere.
And a portal opens underneath Malrus.
No!
A dark stone room with a small barred window.
I'm Malrus.
My name's Z. You're in the gated community. As you turn around to look at Balon, you see two blunderbusses pointed at you.
Punch him in the face.
Now, eliminate the spares.
I am going to shoot Bangor.
Okay. Causing surface damage.
I'm going to try and rip his arms off because bullets aren't going to do anything.
And he's just sort of shrugged you aside.
He'll be looking around going, we're fucked. I might as accept this fate. I'm going to go and eat the good berries to try and get as much health as possible, sit in the corner and rock.
All caught up? Good. Let's get back to the action.
Goes it next?
Up next is Derek. We're back round to the top of the order.
I think I may have asked this question before, but how big is the room in it, like, in its entirety?
Big.
About 60 feet long, isn't it? Because it's 30 feet.
Basically, how far is... If I'm by the desk, yeah, how
far? About 60 feet on the long end and probably only about 30 or 40 across. It's a big room.
He has a big office for a governor.
This governor.
That's because he's the governor.
Is he? What's he look like? Is he thin? Is he like? Does he look weak or does he look strong? Or...
I can describe the governor in great detail to you.
Yes, please.
The governor is. He looks like a sort of. He looks like a chap who has looked after himself to an extent, but in recent years has put on what the rest of us have put on during lockdown. You can tell he's relatively muscular, but somewhat chubbier than he was anticipating being. You tell that because he's wearing sort of nicely fitting chinos and a cotton jumper, all of which would suggest he, you know, in a style that would suit someone of a fine figure, but they're just ever so slightly too tight now. You can see that the jumper is slightly stretched around the waist, and the buttons on his chinos are slightly straining, and they've had to. You can see they've added an extra belt loop to his belt. The brown loafers that he's wearing are stylish but worn, and he's got a relatively simple sort of masculine haircut of slightly spiked brownish hair.
So how old is he?
You would suspect somewhere in his early 40s.
And did he have a happy childhood?
Roll perception.
Okay. Plotting this, next move, delaying, plotting.
this desk, does it have like a front panel to it, or is it just like a
modesty panel?
Yeah, basically. What they fitted for FDR.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it has a modesty panel.
I'm going to shout over to Keth. Is your turn after mine, Keth?
Yes. Then it's
okay.
Jeff.
I'm going to shout over to you. Drop the smoke bomb.
In Bill.
Drop the smoke bomb immediately. And then I would like to delay my turn till after Keth.
Ooh. A
okay.
Controversial move from Derek.
Let's move that up then. Keth, your go.
It's all on you, big boy.
Derek, what did you say?
I ain't touching this with a
misheard
barge pole.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm down with that. I'm going to drop fog cloud, and then.
Okay. You do that.
I do that.
What do you need to do?
I simply perform it. I perform the fog cloud, so that means then 20 feet all around, up, down, and around, is a sphere of fog, and it lasts for an hour as well.
Oh, very foggy.
It does. It does last for an hour.
You're hoping that the governor's asthmatic.
I mean, it's smaller than the room, but yeah.
But no one knows where I am.
Start moving furniture and kicking up dust.
Or where Balon is.
And Balon can't see us.
So yeah, it's just me and Balon in the fog cloud.
Have you seen Terminator
2? Yeah, it's just you two, isn't it?
Yeah, so we're in the fog cloud, but Balon can't see the governor. Or Derek.
That's very useful.
Or Jeff, the
okay.
The asylum patient, it seems now, strapping himself into a straitjacket.
I feel like I've been downgraded from bomber in your eyes here, Keth. Jeff the bomber to Jeff the asylum patient is not a great step in the right direction, in my view.
It's but, time to step up, boy.
Okay.
So you've made it so I can't see before I step up. Excellent.
Okay. That makes it Derek's go again, then.
I would like to jump over the desk and, or basically, yep. I want to get to the governor and grapple him with my hand axe to his throat.
Is the room filled with
I guess
smoke?
That's a...
No.
An unarmed...
It's just like a 20-foot bit.
Right, okay.
Well, I'm using my
for
hand
a grapple,
axe.
It's an unarmed...
It'd be athletics, maybe? Even though my athletics isn't that good... Maybe an unarmed.
Well, you do athletics, and I'll contest it with strength.
Okay, sure. Or I could just do strength. I mean, it's the same one, right?
Yep, go for it.
That is a big old 12.
It's a big old nat 20 over here.
Oh,
fair
God.
Enough.
Like, that was necessary.
Fair enough.
That's the best roll I've done in days.
Yeah. So what
I'm
happens?
Really happy for you, James.
You hurdle the desk and try to throw yourself at the governor, and you hit him at about waist height, but the governor sort of just twists and shouts as you lunge towards him, and unfortunately you sort of just ever so slightly skim past him and land well effectively behind him. So a good place to be.
Fair enough. As a I assume that's my action, right? Or would that be my bonus action?
Yeah, that's your action.
Okay, as a free action, I'd like to shout to Keth and Jeff. I'd like to, and Balon. I'd like to shout, forget the plan about not killing him. Balon, leave here or he dies. I've got him hostage. Which I believe...
Ooh, he does live a hostage,
Balon.
Two
words James is about to utter. Because he utters them to me all the time.
Roll persuasion.
What? What? Would that be, not be a deception check?
Yeah, roll deception.
Thank you. Well,
roll deception.
Because, after all this time, I could have used persuasion or something like that.
Yeah, because I have a... because I have an expertise. The reason I asked is because I've got expertise in deception, which gives me plus
I know you do.
8 total to the roll.
You've got expertise in deception?
Yep, and thieves tools. Mm. I've got plus 8 total.
Why the fuck have I been
roll.
Doing all the talking then?
Because you wanted to.
Ah, that's true.
I thought I'd give you a whirl.
Give me a whirl. That's creepy.
It's not my birthday.
Go on, what did you roll?
I'm going to give that boy a whirl. What did you roll there? Come on.
Total?
Yeah.
24.
Balon Partree responds to your lie by saying... Well, that's very interesting, my friend. I can't wait to see the results of that action. To be honest with you, why don't you go ahead and lop his head off? It's a beautiful day outside, and frankly, losing the weight could do everyone some good.
Oh, beep. Fuck.
One God. Sentence. He's murderous, and he's kicking his self-esteem.
Yeah, I know, right?
Might as well call him Muffin Top.
Okay. Because I've done a lot this turn, I would like to turn to the governor and go, see, he doesn't care whether you live or die. I guess, you know, we're on the same side now. Must be. And I would like to use my bonus action to disengage from him and move away. Like the 5 feet or whatever I've got left.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, it's fine. You do that.
You know, why do you want to work for such a man who doesn't care about you and also insulted you? You look quite a healthy, fine figure of a bloke. Nice shoes, by the way.
It's more cushion for the pushing, I've heard.
Okay, it's the governor's turn next, and since you're the only one he can see, he's... Well, that's not true. I suppose you can see Jeff as well, but you
what?
Did just try
I'm
and tackle him,
out.
So...
But I'm in the corner.
Either way, he's going to take aim at Derek.
Well, that's fine then.
Okay. With the staff, he yells out. He says, "I've got no choice," and rolls a 25 to hit.
You'd be unsurprised to hear that that does hit.
I thought he might.
Yeah, strange.
Okay, so that's one of these. Was that one? That one? Yep.
Oh my god,
it's payback.
And we're
going to
use some
10 episodes
sorcery
to do
points.
Bloody island, isn't it?
He's going to hit you for 18 points of damage.
Whoa.
From a huge firebolt.
Holy shit.
Are you dead?
He raises the staff and blasts you with an immense fiery bolt.
That leaves me on 7 health.
Eat those good berries.
That would have killed me.
Yeah.
Eat those blueberries.
Yeah.
If he, genuinely, if he'd selected me, I would be doing death save rolls right now.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
So I can't be hit. Really.
Get out of that
yeah.
corner.
Not if he's rolling
and do something
like
useful.
That. What?
Do you
listen
the one
to
that
the
took
force.
Down a kraken? You took out the
Is
kraken.
It my go?
Think laterally.
Okay.
Yeah. Next up go, right? is. Jeff.
Where does Bill come in?
Oh, yeah, isn't it Bill first?
Last.
Oh. Oh, sound. I won. I beat Bill. Not.
You did, but he is a snake, so...
You
I
beat
say.
A tiny beast. For that is what
never
he
beats
is.
Tiny beasts.
Oh God.
Okay.
Come on.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay. I am going to stand up and move the 30 feet towards Balon.
Okay. I mean, you can't see him, but go for it.
Yep. So I'm moving towards Balon out of the smoke, and I then probably can see him because I'm moving 30 feet towards him.
He's in the smoke.
No, the smoke is in, but is around Balon. Yeah, because Keth is basically stood next to Balon.
Yeah.
Oh, feck.
Hoping that Balon doesn't have
I wouldn't
thermal
move
imaging.
Towards him then. I would move towards the person I can see. So that'd be Governor then.
The Governor.
Yeah.
Yeah, so okay, yep. I'll move towards. Okay, I'm going to go towards the Governor, and I'm going to, as Derek sort of kind of not grappling him but moving away, I would like to put my Shades of Horatio Kane onto the Governor.
Okay. I feel like that's going to be a sleight of hand check.
Jeff, this is what you can do.
How? Okay, so 18. Well, wait, sleight of hand plus sleight of hand, which is that? Oh, plus one, 19.
That's such a baller move.
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the shades on his eyes. As I put him on his eyes, I'm pressing the button, which means that the target is blinded in all respects. He can see in magical darkness for a minute, but he's now blind.
That is
okay. That the governor fucking screams out.
Baller this is move. Why you're great on the team.
Jeff, this is what you can do.
And he shouts, "The fuck! I'm blind."
Both are blind now.
I'm gonna in my final action. I would like, or my final move. I would like to hide, duck behind the desk in case Balon decides to fire blindly towards the governor. I'm hidden behind a desk. Can I?
Okay.
Do that?
Yeah. Yeah, Sam. Sure. Bill Snakespear's turn.
Right.
I don't want to get fucked up by Bill in the smoke or in the madness.
Bill's only got...
Is the governor still wearing the shades, by the way? Or did you just whip them back off again?
No. I put them on and hit the button and that was it and then ducked behind the desk. It was a sort of like baller, whip them off, bang them onto him, click the button and duck behind the desk all in one go. He's now blind.
Yeah, but are they still on his face?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I had to. I had to leave him there. I didn't have the time to do it. So in all honesty, yeah,
okay.
I'm still wearing my shades. It annoys me, but...
You're very cavalier with your stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, it annoys me.
It's more a case of emergency strikes, and I would rather value my own life over material goods.
Okay, Bill Snakespear.
Bill Snakespear now only has one target because he can't see into the fog cloud. He doesn't know where Balon is. I don't even go in for the governor, so I'm going to defer Bill's go and go on to the next one. He's going to be satelliting.
Bill's last, so there isn't... If you will just skip his go entirely.
Oh! But I don't want
you
him
can
to
drop
bite
him later
governor.
In the order if you wanted.
Yeah, he's last in the order, so it will just be...
Oh, yeah, of course.
You can go earlier next time around, but you will have missed a go.
But he's got no one to bite.
He could just bite the gov...
I know.
You could just bite the governor.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go and bite the governor.
Okay.
You've tempted me just to warn the governor.
And I'm going to say that he has advantage to hit because the governor is now blind.
Thank God. Oh, God. A 4 or a 6. So a 6.
No, neither of those hit, my friend. I can't help you with that.
Snake Bill. God's sake. Stupid snake.
So Bill Snakespear just goes whistling past the governor's head and swoops past the window and up into the rafters again somewhere.
It's up in the curtains. Somewhere.
And that makes it your turn, Kev.
Right. So I am now in the fog. I can't see anything. I can't see Balon, I can't see out of it, so I'm now going to...
I feel like you were immediately next to him, though, so, I mean, there's always that.
I am going to try and grapple with Balon, so I rip his arm off again.
Okay.
Because I'll rip a blunderbuss out of his hand as well.
Roll to hit at disadvantage.
Disadvantage, because I can't see.
Well, you can't see him, so you are just taking a guess at where he is.
Just bear hugging. Okay, first one was 15. Second one was 18. All right. And then, so that's a 15. With my modifiers, so 70.
You managed to get hold of him.
Okay, right, so now it's a strength off.
Sure is.
James, please put some dramatic music over the top of this, because this will be the second time Keth has like properly attempted this strength off, and now there's some real stakes.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's need some, like, let's roll some strength then.
15. Oh, your face does not tell me that is a good
It doesn't sell it, does it?
No. Like, at this point, there's a record scratch.
What's the roll?
I think my face says it all.
Is it a one?
It's a critical fail. I rip my arms off in time.
No, not at this moment! We cannot afford them. At least it wasn't me.
Oh, man. Your move was amazing. Oh.
God damn it.
I'm going to say yes. You do hit him. The problem is you totally misjudged the distance it is to Balon from you. And although you... you do manage to tackle him, you fully faceplant into his robotic body.
Oh, God.
And you take...
Welcome to the world of bludgeoning damage on yourself.
How about... I'll take some embarrassment points.
5 bludgeoning damage.
Oh, God. Can I trade that for 10 embarrassment points?
And bloody your nose. Oh, no, you take embarrassment points, but not as many because no one else can see you. Yeah. You only take 1 embarrassment point. It's just you.
Private.
Thank God no one saw that.
Balon. Just Balon smirking at him from down.
His head caressing Balon's chest.
Oh, God. Does my face bludgeon him at
really,
all?
Really, really aggressive hug.
Does your face bludgeon him? No.
No.
Not with a one. You do leave a Keth-shaped print on his shirt.
just Keth's face like...
Yep. Okay, Derek.
He's still got the shades on, right?
He's blind.
Yes.
He's
blind and wearing Jeff's shades.
Okay.
So he's blind, but he looks cool doing it.
Does that mean I would get advantage on an attack against him?
Surely.
If he's blind?
You would get an advantage, yeah, because he's blind.
Wicked. That means and also one of the
take his staff, yeah.
Steal one of the prerequisites. Oh yeah, I could steal his staff. I was going to say one of the prerequisites for sneak attack is that I'm unseen. So if he's blind, I technically am. Yeah, that's a good
staff.
Good
steal
idea.
The staff.
I wonder what I should do, if only.
If only there was some sort of clue.
I would like to use my bonus action. No, I'm not going to do that yet. I would like to...
Steal the damn staff, Derek.
Staff.
I would like to...
steal it already.
To wrench the staff out of his hands and steal his staff.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, there will be a strength contest, but yeah.
No.
Which hand is he holding the staff with?
His right.
I want to make an attack with my hand axe at advantage to cut his hand off. His right hand.
Oh! Ball of move!
Okay, roll to hit.
Oh, yeah.
Include sneak attack damage. Keth.
Because it's Derek. There's the Derek factor, isn't there?
Roll to hit.
We are pulling out all of our factors right now.
Sorry. Blam! Blows his compatriot's head off.
That'd be a 17.
Keth, we need a ranger factor here. I feel like Snake Spear's going to have to do something spectacular next. Yeah.
17 hits. Snake roll damage.
Tackle. Yes. That's a D6. That would be 8 points of damage plus my sneak attack, which is another D6. Or is it 2? I think it's another D6.
Yeah, it is.
Which is... what's that? 8 plus 6 is what? 12? 14?
No, 14.
12?
14, yeah.
14.
Quick maths.
I mean, that's a good 20 odd percent of his health. So I'm going to go ahead and say that probably equates to a hand.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
Carlos!
With the sound of splintering bone and tearing sinew, your axe rips through him at the wrist. And severs his hand from the rest of his arm, and
good
the staff
man,
goes clattering
Derek.
To the ground with a slightly squelchy sound as the hand falls as two.
I turn to him and I go, "There's always a choice, my friend."
He doesn't hear you. He's screaming in pain.
Then I use my bonus action to... No, I'm just going to stay there. Well, no, I'll use my bonus action to disengage and move away from him, actually.
That was handy.
So you're just knocking it to the ground. Okay.
That was really handy.
You're literally just knocking the staff to the ground.
No, I'll grab it. I'll grab it and run. I'll grab it and move away.
Yeah, you're going to grab it. Please do take it.
I'll grab it.
Okay, roll a constitution saving throw, please.
Will do. Ooh. I only have 7 HP, remember, guys.
Oh, feck.
Constitution saving throw.
He's blind, he's fine.
Yes, please.
Get out of the dodge. Get out of the dodge.
That is a 6.
It's not going to do it.
Didn't think so.
How wide did I say the room was?
30 to 40 feet. So we'll say 35.
Meet me halfway.
As you reach down and grab this staff, you feel something strange. You feel a surge of energy and staff in hand, rigid. You are fired across the room and you crash into...
You need a pink marigold.
You crash into the wall, still clutching the staff, and... You take 6 bludgeoning damage and you are knocked unconscious.
Okay, yeah, I have 1 HP left. Fuck.
Derek!
What happened?
Because I'm stood right next to the governor, aren't I? I've just literally just ducked down by a desk and watched Derek just get fired across the room after slicing his hand off.
Yeah, I mean, you got showered in blood as Derek chopped his hand off.
Use some spray.
And then watched him get blown across the room.
And then he picked up the staff and flew backwards across the room. Yeah.
Derek!
I'm unconscious, I can't say anything.
Always wrap it before you grab it.
Wrap your tool.
The governor is next.
I'm covered in blood and I'm in turmoil. I don't know what to do.
The governor's next and he is screaming with agony and blinded.
Bloody deserve that.
He's messed up. He is going to wildly attempt to grab at... something around him, so he's going to roll at disadvantage.
It's going to be my hair, isn't it?
And one of those was a 2, so I'm guessing that's not going to hit. Even with a +9. Does 10 hit?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
He is wildly grasping around with his other hand, the one that is still attached, and completely misses you. Next is your go.
Well, I suppose in for a penny, in for a pound on that front. Let's do what Derek does, as me old ma taught me.
And chop his other hand off.
Yeah, God. I'm going to use my hand axe and try and take his other hand off.
I thought we were pulling Balon's arms off.
Yeah, well, that didn't work, Keth.
I've only had 2 goes.
We're pulling somebody's arms off.
Keth, you made that very difficult for everyone. No one can see him.
Okay, is it just a 20? D20 roll.
Yeah, so D20 with whatever your bonus is to hit.
Hand axe is -1. That's not great.
That's not going
to
help.
I've got a 14 total.
His strength is weakness.
Yeah, genuinely.
14 total. Yeah, that hits. Roll damage.
Oh, come on, Jeff.
Yes! Come on, Jeff! 1d6 -1 slashing.
I'm probably not going to say that might not take his hand off.
Oh. Are you including your proficiency bonus?
Okay. I can't.
Yeah.
Proficiency.
Oh, right. Okay.
Never mind. I have not got a proficiency in the hand axe. So, I've rolled a 6. If that helps,
so you do 5 damage to him. You break his wrist, definitely.
You
but he's very much still attached.
He can't use it though, can he? You can't move a broken wrist.
You've inflicted a bit more than a contusion.
Yeah, but he can't grab the staff and use it, can he?
He's got 1 stump and 1 floppy hand.
Right, sound lads, governor's fucked.
Oh God,
we're sound.
Stand fast, you swabs. Tis I, James, your scurvy dungeon master for our Maritime Adventurers podcast. Okay, that'll do with the pirate stuff this time round. This is a quick pause for some breath, for some swifty shout-outs and thank yous, and then we'll dive back into the episode. Firstly, from all of us here, we just want to say a ginormous thank you for choosing to listen to Roll Britannia. We've seen just how many D&D podcasts
there are out there to listen to. So the fact that you've rolled the dice and adventured with us means absolutely everything. We have a few personal messages for a couple of our fantastic listeners out there. Firstly, to Robbie Short, who tweeted us, "We're so glad that you're loving the Cranberry Files arc. It's coming to an end soon, but thank you so much for listening. There are more twists to come, and then a whole new arc as well. Very exciting stuff." We'd also like to mention Flint Fireforge, who also contacted us on our Twitter page. "We love that video you posted of you painting while listening to our adventures. We'd love to see what you'd come up with if you painted versions of our heroes." Give it some thought. Good news, land lovers, though. We have a Discord server. Yes, we do, and you can find it. And as always, you can always reach out to us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, the usual places. All the links are in our bio, and we really appreciate it when you do get in touch because, well, it just makes us feel good. You can ask us questions, give us some tips and pointers, and if you're really, really lucky, I might use your name for my next NPC. Yeah, I know, big prizes here. We absolutely love making this show, and we're so, so glad that there are so many of you out there that love it too. So why not tell your friends? Give us a fantastic review, eh? Yeah. So wherever you cast your pods from, whether it be Spotify, Apple, Google, Amazon, tune in, wherever it is, anywhere else, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Now, you scurvy lot, we need your help. To be more precise, we need your vote. You see, the Buzzsprout Podcast Awards are coming up, and it would be amazing if you could help us win the best new podcast or any one of the categories. I mean, I'm not convinced we've got a chance of getting the sporting one, but maybe one of the other ones as well. Every one of your votes counts. So if you have a second after the podcast, after you've listened to this episode, just follow the links that will be literally all over our Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, any social feed. Please, please help us win what we think is a well-deserved award. Otherwise, Derek will probably try and steal it anyway, so... But that's enough from me. It's time to recharge our flintlocks and blast back into the action. Very quickly, let's jump back over to Maurus. Maurus, you're in this cell. You've handed Z the phase time, and she's been tinkering away with the broken parts to her old phase time to attempt to boost the signal, and eventually... She sits up and she says, "I think I have it. I think I have it." She opens it up and she says, "Yennefer." And the pair of you see, staticky and unclear, but unmistakably, Yennefer's face.
Oh, hey, girl.
For the viewers at home, that's how Paul best answers line. All of his phone calls.
After the entire podcast of Maurus's character, that's how you respond.
He's been playing Candy Crush for 20 minutes. He's out of it.
Oh, hey, girl.
This is the point where we're going to see the Dungeon Master talk to himself now.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I'm going to go, Yennefer, look. And I'm going to turn the phase time towards Z.
Punch and Judy! Punch and Judy!
Z? Yen? Z? Yen? I'm going to have to do some stereoscoping here in the edit.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah, you got you.
Okay,
for Alex's benefit, you're going to have to start this. Go on. Now he's back. So we've got Yennefer chatting on the FaceTime to Z.
My dreams have come true.
Z? Yen? Is that really you? Yes. This is cringe, isn't it? Where are you?
Sorry, I will fix it in post.
This is amazing.
Yeah, I probably will.
I'm videoing this.
Show me the room. I'm getting you out of there now. And so she says, turn the camera around.
Turn the camera around.
Show her the cell. And as you do that, a portal appears in the wall. And you hear Yennefer's voice say, "Go now, I can't hold it for long."
On this one occasion, I will jump through a portal.
He said begrudgingly.
I am not
and
staying
Z,
here.
And
you've not jumped through any other portals.
And Z comes sort of with you and...
volunteered to fall through them.
For a moment, there is darkness. And then, Maurus, odds or evens?
Even.
You fall from the ceiling and land on the floor.
Fuck's sake.
I like the odds and evens element. Yeah, that's good.
If you'd said odds, it would have been a nice opening in a wall and you would have just stepped through. But, you know.
Yeah. Naturally.
And you find yourself in a very familiar place, a place that you wanted to go back to earlier, in fact. You find yourself in Quat's cottage and you see the giant Twortle there and he says...
A cottage.
Hey, little man. Thanks for dropping in.
Oh, God.
Oh, let me recover from that.
The kettle's on. Do you want
to? We could have a three-way punch in Judy right now.
I hear your friends are dying.
Malrus, if you play your cards right, you could have Quat talking to Yennefer, talking to Z, and James is going to be doing some serious.
I absolutely will not. So, Malrus, you're happy, and you've got yourself to Quat's, and he's offering you tea and biscuits and light refreshments and those little. Tonics tea cakes that everyone seems to enjoy. And
I'm glad he's having a good time.
Yeah, I do feel quite bad that I'm having tea and cake.
Products placement.
Yennefer and Z have pretty much been embracing solidly since you arrived. I mean,
please sponsor us.
Quat has had the time to boil and brew and pour a cup of tea, and they've pretty much just been stood almost stationary in the middle of his cottage. It's getting a little bit awkward, but you feel nice and refreshed.
Please, and I cannot stress this enough, please do not send in fan art.
Amazing.
Please don't.
Malrus the gooseberry.
You spend the next sort of 10 minutes there being effectively a gooseberry, yes. And we'll jump back over to the guys who are dying. And
still haven't managed to achieve what I wanted to do.
Malrus is having a tea party and we're getting mullered in the corner in the governor's office.
We've gone mad, chopping arms off people.
Oh no, we're so worried about Malrus. He got dropped through a portal. Oh, I hope he's okay. This is delicious, Quat. Don't suppose you have a digestive, do you?
He's waiting for the tea.
Did you know
the
hobnobs are actually the chocolate's on the bottom, not the top. Oh, who knew?
Don't drink it yet. Don't drink it yet.
But really slowly in Quat's words, did you know? Hobnobs. And chocolatey.
I think, James, any information you need to give us by Quat, you should just speak.
I will do, yeah. It takes a long time, doesn't it? So,
just slow it down to 50%.
Back over in Pound Town. It's.
I thought we just... Never mind.
I think it's...
We found our band name.
Pound Town is not the cottage.
I'm happy with the name Pound Town. I think that works. It's relevant.
Bill Snakespear's turn, I think.
Bill Snakespear is going to...
Bill Snakespear. Bill.
Is going to bite the governor.
Bill.
Because we've lost our minds.
The blind, handless governor with a broken wrist. Roll to hit, then.
Almost armless.
Spraying blood everywhere.
And now you're going to bite him.
This all started with Derek saying, don't kill the governor. So we've just brutally maimed him. We've blinded, taken his hands off. Now we're going to poison him.
I gave him a choice. I did give him a choice.
You did give him a choice.
Is it with advantage?
Please poison the governor.
It is with... yes, it was because the governor's not going to dodge. He can't see the snake coming.
Excellent. Okay.
Yes!
Oh, God.
Hey, he won't get fooled again.
Maybe he will.
Five... Or an 8. Which one would you like?
No, neither of those.
Not with those shades.
They're both going to miss. Have you left him in the same bag with all that wine?
Oh, God.
Terrible.
Shit.
He's just been in the backpack, just...
I guess thousands of pounds worth of wine is now empty. You have no money's worth of wine left, but four
empty bottles.
Keith, your go. As Bill Snakespear goes flying past the governor again and drifts lazily off into the rafters again.
Banking lazily to the left. Again.
He's listing lazily to the left.
Ah, that's the one I was looking for. Okay.
I know some moves.
Now it's my go again.
Yep.
And go. I haven't seen Derek in bits and pieces, so I need to just continue trying to.
Technically,
rip off.
I'm still in one piece.
He is, yes. It's just one very unconscious
that
piece.
Isn't working right now.
I'm going to try again to rip off Balon's arm.
Okay, roll to hit.
He's done the same thing each turn and it hasn't worked.
I would like to say that while all this has been going on,
You hear a very strange noise coming from the fog cloud. There's a noise that you've heard that sounds mechanical and big.
Dun 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 dun.
So what is your roll, Kef?
A mechanical spider.
I got a 5 altogether.
Yeah, it's not going to do it.
Oh, well, that's fucked it.
And Derek is unconscious.
Yes.
And now...
No, not me. I've got no health, surely.
And now...
Please, I like my character.
There is a new noise.
I
the sound of fans.
Yennefer and Malus.
And the fog begins to clear. And where Balon Parktree was standing, there is instead something much, much worse. There is a huge mechanical being. And as the fog clears, you see it still growing, and bits of mechanical machinery and metal are slotting into place. And the image I want you to picture is the Hulkbuster version of Iron Man. Oh, that sort of scale of mechanical device.
Go to sleep, 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 go to sleep.
Yeah, James, you understand we were struggling with the current situation. Like, you didn't need to up the ante here. This was already quite difficult for us.
And the sad thing is that the damage you'd done to Balon seems to pale in insignificance now as this monstrosity of a mechanical machine looms overhead and turns to Kef. And
here it comes.
Swings his empty fist down in a sort of pendulum motion.
Keth, you might want to roll better than a name.
And
from now on.
I'm going to be the only one left. I'm so stressed. I don't like
rolls
it.
A 22.
I'm going to be the only one left
to hit.
God.
Yes, that breaks through my armor.
Yeah, that's going to do it, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. So that's D10.
And tickles him.
That's not nice.
I'm the snack at the end of this meal.
Oh, stop rolling dice.
You don't have to roll multiple dice, James, if you don't want to. Yeah, you can stop.
And rolls a 20 damage as he fires you across the room and you hit the wall on the far side of the room.
And that does it for Kef. Because I was on 17. Oh, no.
I don't know what's going to end it.
Jeff, you hear the sound of bones breaking and blood begins to ooze from Kef. And he'll have to be rolling some death saves next turn.
God.
I've never had to do that before. Right.
So, for the listener, when you roll a death save, you roll a d20 with no modifier. If the number comes up underneath a 10, that's one fail. If the number comes up over a 10, that's one success. If you get 3 successes, you will come back to 1 HP. If you get 3 failures, you die. If you get a natural 20, that counts as 2 successes, and a natural 1 counts as 2 fails.
The more you know.
Knowledge is power.
Derek's just like slowly muttering this incoherent nonsense as he's knocked out.
Oh, God.
And the governor staggering around behind his desk.
Is he bleeding out?
Screams out and he says, he's bleeding all over the place. And he screams out and he says, Balon, I did my best. Save me. And Balon looks at him.
Kill him.
And
do it.
He can see him.
Do it.
Balon looks at him in his new
embrace
big beastly form, raises his other fist and blasts him with a gigantic power eldritch blast that knocks the governor back over his desk. And the governor ceases to move.
I'm so glad I ducked behind the desk.
What happens to the shades of Horatio Kane?
Let's find out.
Yes.
Oh, no.
They're fine.
Oh, thank Christ.
Oh, thank God.
They're fine. They're just on the floor.
Just above the smoking carcass of the governor.
I was going to say, you can't take a man's badge and his glasses.
Jeff, as you stand up, well, as it's your turn, this Eldritch blast has destroyed a fair bit of the furnishings in the room that the governor has been fired into, and debris is landing all around you.
Yeah.
And it's your turn now, and as you're, from where you're standing, just, well, crouching behind the desk, something lands at your feet and knocks against you. Something round, something shiny. Something you recognise.
Is it money?
Okay, I've still got my marigold on. I'm going to reach down and
grab
whatever it is in my marigold.
It's Captain America's shield.
And pick it up. And what do I see? Is it?
It has
like, what have I got in my
some
hand?
Strange markings on it. And as you're looking into it, your mind races and the world around you vanishes and you see a street you know very well and you're running through it and you smell the smell of burnt wood and timber and ashes. And as you're running through the streets, you look up and you see something that isn't there that should be. Something that you have a real emotional connection to, and you realise and you remember that this was your home.
What?
So I'm walking through my home. Am I right in thinking that I have ash underneath my feet, Dungeon Master?
You do, yes.
Okay, if I've got ash underneath my feet, then at this point in time I would like to look around.
I know when this is.
What do
I
see?
You're looking around and you see something shiny beneath you and something strangely familiar. It's a photograph.
I reach down and I'm going to pick up my... I'm going to pick up the photograph and have a look at the photograph. What do I see?
It's a photograph of three people. Three happy, happy people. Smiling and laughing. It's a photograph of you and two others. There's a woman, and she's smiling and laughing. And there's a child, and there's a man, and it stirs up such memories.
Oh, it was so simple back then. It was just easier.
And then you notice something else. Something giving off a light, almost. It's luminescence.
I'm going to reach down and pick it up.
And you feel this same surge of energy. And you almost hear a voice reaching out to you from you know not where. And it speaks to you and it says,
"Now we have each other."
And then you hear another voice, a very real voice. You hear a man yelling, shouting, and a crowd growing. You hear them shouting, "Magic! He's using magic! Someone call the guards!" And then you hear the sound of guards running and bells ringing. No. And then you too are running.
No. Oh, no! No,
and
I'm
you're
gonna...
running, and you're running.
I need to escape. I know the streets well. I remember them. I was playing with them when I was younger. I can't get away. I'm struggling to run. My feet are getting caught.
And you catch sight of yourself as you duck down an alleyway. You hide, and you hear the guards run past, and you see your reflection in the window of a shop opposite. But something's not right. It's definitely you. You can tell that it's you. But as you look closer, something that shouldn't be is. And you realise that what you're seeing is not you
the blacksmith, the 55-year-old family man, the owner of property, this center of culture in your little town, the big man, the one everyone comes to on those rainy nights. No, you see yourself, but you see yourself 40 more years early. You see a 15-year-old version of you staring back.
I need to get away. I need to get out of the city. This is why my parents went. I can't be involved with magic. I can't. It's not allowed. I need to run. I need to get out of the city. I've heard of a tavern.
And you run down this alleyway that you're in, past the shops and off towards the docks. And then that same sensation of transportation that you had moments ago returns, and you fly back and you are in the room once more. And you see around you, you see Keth bleeding and broken in the corner. You see Derek unconscious. You see Malrus gone. Nowhere, no one knows where he is. You do not know. You see the governor broken in the corner. You see all this death and destruction. And you feel surges of anger and power. And you feel the fire around you starting to grow. And you feel this energy sweeping through your body.
What are you?
I'm going to move the stone, the orb that I have in my pink marigold into my other hand. Into my ungloved hand. And use any sort of magical surges around me to my advantage, and I suppose, well, it, depending on if I need to roll anything, it might go badly, but I want to burn the fuckers down, to be sure. So can I attack every bad guy in the room? So just burn the governor and ruin Balon. I want to burn the heart right out of them.
You feel this energy build inside you, and as the fire around you grows, you feel pain across your face, but it's not really there. It feels distant, it feels disconnected, and you realize that this fire has grown so much that the roof itself is starting to fall, and you feel it burn across your face and blind you in one eye. But you're disconnected from this pain. It's real but not real at the same time. And this energy grows inside you. You see again the people around you that you care about, the ones that are missing. And Balon, the new, larger, more powerful Balon, simply turns his mechanical head and says,
"Ha, ha, ha, now you will die."
And then an explosion. An explosion of fire and energy erupts from your body, filling the room and sculpting itself around you and your compatriots. An explosion so large it blows a wall clean out the side of this fort.
I didn't mean to do it. I didn't. I just wanted to protect you guys. I didn't mean to kill everyone. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to use magic.
Well, maroon me on a tropical island and call me Kitty. It looked like that was about to turn shitty. But Jeff, the young boy, was more than he seemed. And Balon and the governor, well, they got creamed. One young Jeff had himself a blast from the past that turned out big enough to topple a mast. Still, Keth lays dying, and Derek out cold. And Maurus? Well, a napkin he did fold. But are they saved, or will Jeff get scarier? Find out next time on Roll Britannia.
Podcast Network.
Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall. I was trying to figure it out on my kitchen wall with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that Brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy. And
if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.